Arizona is still being hit very hard by the pandemic. Today, state health officials added 9,398 new coronavirus cases and another 244 deaths to its daily dashboard. That brings the total number of cases in the state to just short of 700,000. Suspected COVID hospitalizations, though, have fallen again, but ICU bed use overall remains at 92%.
Into the pandemic, though, and nursing homes in our state are faring worse than they were at the beginning, not better. According to the AARP, the rates of COVID-19 cases and deaths in the state's nursing homes has spiked in the last 3 months. Their latest nursing home COVID-19 dashboard shows new confirmed cases went from 1.1 per 100 residents to 14.3 per 100 residents in the last 3 months of 2020. And cases among staff increased nearly as sharply. I spoke with AARP Arizona Director Dana Marie Kennedy more about it.
Well, Lauren, you know, it's pretty devastating because out of 95.5% of nursing homes in Arizona since COVID started have had at least one report of COVID in it. The numbers are, we went up really high in the summer and then we definitely flattened and we are continuing to spike. And so I think it's important to note that these numbers are just from December 20th. So it doesn't really show what's been happening yet up to, you know, we're almost at January 20th now.
Are you worried they could in fact be worse?
I think they could be worse, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about why. I mean, you've said that, I mean, this is almost a year into the pandemic and you called this nursing home residents and staff being trapped in a petri dish. Why the backslide? Like, we know so much more now about the virus and how it spreads and how to keep people safe from it than we did a year ago. Why would statistics like mortality rates and transmission be going up at this point?
You know, it's really, if you think about how many people are asymptomatic, so it's really as it increases in the community, it shows that it increases in our skilled nursing facilities as well. And keep in mind, I mean, these residents aren't leaving the facility. They're pretty much, they're staying there and they've been locked in these facilities. So it's really the staff that are bringing it in. And, you know, they could be asymptomatic. So although, even though we're testing staff more frequently, this is just a really lethal virus. And, you know, people could be transmitting it and not even, you know it or testing positive yet. And because this is a communal setting, and often the residents, there's two of them in a room. So it, you know, also spreads from resident to resident as well as from staff to resident.
So this, it seems as if, you know, in the nursing home industry, as with so many others, the pandemic has just sort of exacerbated problems that have existed within it for a long time. Let's talk about some of those. The first seems to be staffing shortages, which are being exacerbated right now. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, I mean, there's been staffing shortages from day one, because many of the staff are afraid of getting the virus. Or have gotten the virus. So it's just exacerbated the staffing shortages. Many of the facilities are reporting, you know, more staff shortages up to about 25%. And as far as the new confirmed cases among staff, it increased from 1.8% to 13% per 100 residents.
Wow. So if you work in a nursing home right now, you are at high risk of getting this, it sounds like.
Absolutely, you're high risk. And, you know, many of the staff, they work in more than one facility, and they're often minimum wage workers. Also, the training, I mean, they did an executive order to reduce training. And so when you're dealing with a highly infectious virus, and then you're not getting as much training in infection control, there's a problem. When the inspectors are going out into these facilities, they're citing some facilities still to this day with infection control problems.
Infection control is an issue. That seems surprising in nursing homes where it would be so important.
It is critical, and you have to properly train the staff. Many of these facilities already had dings against them before COVID, and then you add the pandemic on top of it, and you add staffing shortages, so they may not be washing their hands and changing PPE from one resident to the next resident, which is absolutely critical. And, you know, really, I believe that these facilities should be having one person that's responsible for infection control and making sure that they're doing it. And then when you do have a new staff, that you train them properly. And then you just monitor and make sure everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing.
What about when it comes to personal protective equipment, masks, et cetera? There were issues with that at the beginning, shortages of PPE in these facilities. Is that true still?
Yes, they're still reporting that they're short of PPE. It's not, it's actually gotten better, but when they have an outbreak in a facility, it's critical that they have enough PPE. And some of them are reporting, you know, up to 20% that they have a shortage of PPE.
So lastly, Dana, let's talk about the vaccination plan that's being carried out right now. I mean, people in nursing homes were included in the first wave of people who were supposed to get vaccinated for obvious reasons here, staff included. How is it going? How much farther do we have to go?
So from my understanding, they have vaccinated 90 facilities out of 147, and that may be a little bit more. The last report that I got was last Friday, and this has been the top priority. They're supposed to be done vaccinating all the residents in the facilities by the end of the month, but they were hoping to have it done by the middle of January, and that's not going to happen. So they're looking more at the end of the month. But they are getting the vaccine, and most of the residents do want it, so that's good. There are reports that not as many staff want to get it, so I think they need to do an education campaign. When a facility has done an education campaign in a facility, more of the staff actually get the vaccination.
Yeah, all right. That is Dana Marie Kennedy, the state director for AARP Arizona. Dana, thank you so much for coming on the show, as always, to talk us through this.
Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate it.